Okay, let's start. Zvachim Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis as we head into the last couple of days of Maseches Zvachim here in Perek Paras Chatos, which, as we learned in the second half of the Perek, the second half of the Mishnayos of the Perek, which were all printed in the same place, back on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, we learn all about the different stages of history in terms of the laws of Karbanos. When we can bring Karbanos wherever we wanted, when we are limited, who brings the Karbanos, as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, was it the Bechoros, was it the Kohanim, when did that switch? The Gemara, interestingly, does not link it to the Chet HaEgel explicitly, as the Psukim and the Torah do, and the other Mefarshim. But either way, we saw yesterday also the three different days about what exactly Yisro heard, Vayish Vayisro, and again, as I mentioned, the question that Mefarshim asked on Rashi, why Rashi at the beginning of Yisro only quotes two out of three of the Pshatim that we saw in yesterday's Daf, and not all three. Okay, and then we spoke about the Karbanos that the Umos HaOlam are allowed to bring, and we're not allowed to be Messiah to them, but we're allowed to teach them a little bit, the Gemara says, but nothing deeper than that in terms of actually helping them. Says the Gemara, Kuf Tez Zayin Mabez by the two dots, about 10 lines up for the bottom. Kachim Kalim Ne'echolin B'chol Machaneh Yisrael. Kachim Kalim could be eaten in all Machaneh Yisrael. So that's going back again to the Mishnah. From the first stages of history, before the Mishkan was built, Bamos were Mutter, Avoda was with the Bechoros. But once the Mishkan was built, then Bamos were Aser, Avoda was with Kohanim, and Kachim, Kanshe Kachim are eaten within the curtains, and Kachim Kalim are Bechol Machane Yisrael. So that was stage two. Stage two, if you remember, of the six stages of history, pre-Mishkan was number one. But once there was a Mishkan, that's number two. So that's what we're talking about now. Once there was a Mishkan, Kachi Kalin could be eaten in all Machane Yisrael. So what exactly does that mean? All Machane Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is discussing now. Amar Afuna, Bechol Mikomos Yisrael. Right? We know in the Midbar, there was no specific place that was, there were Machanos, but it was not permanent. But Yisrael moved every so often. It wasn't like Yerushalayim, where there was Kavua, and you know the borders. Here, it was a Machane, but maybe it could be a little flexible. So the Gemara has a suggestion at the beginning, Amar Avuna, B'chol Mekomos Yisrael. Does this mean, where could you eat Kachi Kalim? Wherever a Jew goes, B'chol Mekomos Yisrael, let's say a Jew goes out a little bit, extends the Gvul. So is that going to be good enough? B'chol Mekomos Yisrael, Rashi, fourth to last line, the first wide line, Kasal Gadaitach, Hashta, Da'afilu Yatza Echad Miyem Chutzla Machane Yisrael, Ochal Kachim Kalim Sham. If one goes out of Machane Yisrael, right? There's Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. One goes out, there are a couple of Mitzorayim out there, maybe, but he goes out and he eats there. Is he allowed to eat there? Kachi Kalim, because it says B'chol Machane Yisrael. So this is Machane Yisrael because he just walked out and it is a place where Jews are. We're not going to get into, did he go outside of the Anane HaKavod? Did the Anane HaKavod extend if somebody was taking a walk outside there? But either way, so Rav Huna says, B'chol Mekomos Yisrael, Avo Machane Lo Have. But it was not officially the Machane. So is that what is included? All Mekomos Yisrael? So says the Gemara, Eistei Rav Nachman Lo Rav Huna, U'machanos Bamidbar Lo Have. What do you mean? There were machanos in the Midbar. It doesn't just go by where a person walks, takes a walk out. That's considered Machane Yisrael because there's a Yisrael there. No! As we know from Parshas Bamidbar, where there were machanos. Machane Yisrael Bamidbar Lohavi Vatanya. Kishem Shemachane Bamidbar Kach Machane Yerushalayim. Right, just like there were machanos in the Midbar, so too there were machanos in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Laharabayis. Mimachane Yisrael. From Yerushalayim going in to out. From Yerushalayim up until Harabayis was Machane Yisrael. Miharabayis Lashara, I'm sorry, going out to in. Yerushalayim from outside, this from the whole city up until Harabayis, that is considered Machane Yisrael, and that's where Machane Yisrael was in the Midbar. Miharabayis Lashar Nikanor, from Harabayis in, into Shar Nikanor, up until the door, into the Azara, that was Machane Leviyah. Mikan Ve'elech, further in the Azara, the Kodesh Kodashim, Mikan Ve'elech, Machane Shechina, Ve'hein Hein Kloim Sheba Midbar. And these are parallel to the Makom, to the Oha Moed, in the Midbar. So we see there were Machanos in the Midbar, just like there were machlokes in Yerushalayim. So what exactly is meant by, we think, Rav Huna said, b'chol makomos Yisrael, right? How does that work? Ella, ema, b'chol mako machna Yisrael. You're right, it doesn't mean wherever a Jew goes. It means wherever the machna is. B'chol makom machna Yisrael. Right, that's what Rashi says again. Sha'afilu, what's the chiddush though? Well, let's just do the next line. Pshita, is that obvious then? If it's Machane Yisrael, then that's what Machane Yisrael means. Pshita, so ma'o de tema, ifsulu biyotze, kamash malon. What's the chiddush? You might think that the karbanos are nifsal biyotze. When are they nifsal biyotze? If you're not going anywhere, what happens if all of a sudden the Anan Yaakovin move and you have to start moving? So you close up the whole Mishkan and you start moving. What happens to the Kashya Kalam at that moment? All of a sudden there's no Machaneh. Right? It's disappeared. It's nifsal biyotze by not moving anywhere. Right? So how does that, happen? So says the Gemara, that's the chiddush. It's not nifsal, kamash molan. Rashi, sha'afilu, b'sha'as, siluk masos. A nifsal, and we had this one place earlier. Right? Even when the masos move, it's not nifsal, ela molichan, imo, ubimakam chanayasam, ochlin b'machareh. It's not nifsal. And where it camps, ochlin b'machareh, that you could eat it. Interesting, Rashi does not say that you could eat it on the road. It only sounds like Rashi says, it's not nifsal. And when they get to the new camp and they set up the new camp, so then they would be able to eat it. Ochlin b'machaneh. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is on the next amud on top. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, v'nireh. Second line in Tosfos. Da'af sha'as halichasam shari. Even while they were walking. Sha'as halichasam. Kivan d'arminam la'el. This is the Gemara we had earlier. Af abishanasa ohel moedhu. Even when it's traveling, it's called Oel Moed. Right? And that's why, even as they are traveling, they would be able to eat. V'daf, we're not going to get into now, Achilo Beshuk, which the Gemara talks about eating on the way, but this might not be on the way. It might be like while they're traveling, they have a rest stop. Right? V'dafka l'kachem kalim, afa bishanasa l'Oel Moed hu. And then Tosfos adds, but this flexibility of eating it on the way is only by kachem kalim, that it's still called Oel Moed for that purpose. Aval kachem kachem, deba'i mechitza. But kachem kachem, which requires mechitza, requires klayim, it requires walls. So then, kiva denisalku masos, ein machan eshrina kayam, v'lechem apanim v'shar kachem kachem, mifsali biyotze. Not only can they not be eaten on the road, says Tosfos, they are nifsal b'yotzi, so all of the kachem kachem had to be finished before the masos. So, one second. So, weren't the lechem aponim changed every Shabbos? So, they changed every Shabbos. L'chora, the anan didn't move on Shabbos, so it was during the week. So, every time the anan moved, so then the lechem aponim were nifsal b'yotzi. They had to get new lechem aponim when they got to the new place, wherever they were, according to Tosfos. Okay, so these are the different machanos on a d'oraisa level. Right, within the different machanos, they were set up right when the Mishkan was built. Again, the Aron in the middle, and the Levim surrounding, and then the Shvatim all on either sides of the areas where they were sitting. Different Shvatim on each side. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a thought, which we've mentioned in the past, at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, that the whole structure of the machanos that we are talking about, including the Degalim. Right, that each of the Shvatim had a Degel on their side of the Mishkan that was all set up at the beginning of Bamidbar. Rabbi Yaakov asked, why wasn't it set up earlier? But Israel traveled earlier. Bamidbar is the second year. So why weren't the Degelim and the Tzivui for the Masos? Why wasn't that given earlier, right after Maamar Sinai? Or right after Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right at the Yetzias Mitzrayim, they should have been told, you know, how to march, or at least after Kriyas Yamsuf. No, it was only later, after Maamar Har Sinai, once the Mishkan was set up and they started to encamp in that way. Rabbi Yaakov explains that the structure of the Machanos with the Degalim, with the Shvatim in their specific places, has a danger to it. Even though it looks structured and beautiful, but each Shevet with their own Degel, with their own spot, you know, it could be there's a chashash that they will all of a sudden become 12 nations and not just one nation, right? Everybody has their own place and their own color and their own semel of an animal and their own flag. So who says that this is going to be one nation with 12 parts? It's 12 nations. That's why it wasn't right after Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yom Suf. You have to wait till there's a glue. Once there's the glue to hold the 12 parts together, so then there's no danger of the Degalim and the Machanos. What's the glue? The Torah and the Aron inside. Once you have the Torah that's ma'achid, all together, right? That was what we saw yesterday. Right, they came to Bilam. Right, Bilam, what's going on here? Rav Meir Shapiro, Vayichasham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They saw that achdus of the Torah. So once that's there, so then there's no danger. And then you could have the Degalim, and then everybody could shine with their own individuality within the larger communal situation of Am Yisrael at that time. So that's the Rav Yaakov's important Hara at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Okay, so the Kachib Kalam, as we just explained, the Mishnah says Kachib Kalam could be in B'chol Machane Yisrael. That means all the Machanos Yisrael, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether it means even when there was traveling or not. And remember, as we just mentioned, these Machanos are a Din Daraisa. The Rabbanan did add sometimes Yidim Drabbanan to these. If you look at the Mishnah, Mishnah beginning Sechas Kalam, right? The first Kalam is all about Kalam, except for the first parak. The first paragraph of Kalim is, you start reading Kalim, you're like, oh, this is not just about Kalim, right? You have the Eser Kedushos. The Eser Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, after you get through the different levels of Tumah, Avos, and Toldos, but there you have the 10 levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, starting from Eretz Yisrael itself and going all the way into the Kodesh Kedushim, right? The 10 different levels. But it starts off, first you have Eretz Yisrael, and then you have the walled cities, Ayaros and Mukefes Choma, then you have Yerushalayim, right, and then within Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis, right, so far so good. As we just said, Yerushalayim was Machane Yisrael. Har HaBayis is Machane Levia. So what should be next? Right, the Azara. But no, before we get to the Azara, you have other levels, and these are Durabanan pointed out. HaChel Mekudash Bimenu. The chel is the little fence, the gate that went around the whole Azara area, including the Ezras Nashim. Went all the way around that little fence there. The chel is mekudesh bimenu, that area. She'ein goyim u'tmei meis nechnasim l'sham. Goyim and tmei meisim are not allowed to go in there. That is a din d'rabbanan. Right, look in the Torah, it's not there. That's a din d'rabbanan. Min haTorah, tmei meisim are even allowed to go into the Ezras Nashim. D'rabbanan, they're not allowed to go into the, even up to the chel. Good. And then another level. Ezras Nashim Mekudesh Mimenu She'ein Tful Yom Nechnas L'Sham Be'ein Chayav Aleihem Chatos. A Tful Yom can't go into the Ezras Nashim. That's also a Din D'Rabbanan, right? Midaraisa, you could go all the way into up to Shar Nikanar, and then you get to Ezras Yisrael. So now we get up to the Din D'Raisa, and that's why the Mishnah says Ezras Yisrael Mekudesh Mimenu She'ein Mechuser Kippurim Nechnas L'Sham Ve'Chayav Aleihem Chatos. Right, and that's the mikvah is not going to help you to go to the Azara. Harabayas, technically, a Tamei Meis is allowed to go to onto Harabayas. So that's why you go to the mikvah and it helps. It's not Mechus Kippurim, right? So again, there are different levels of Daraisa, but then these other levels that are added in Midirabanan. Then we get into the Ezras Kohanim, right? The 11 Amos into the Azara, Bein Ulam Alam Mizbeach, Heichal, and Kodesh Kadashim. Those are the levels in the Mishnah Mesechas Kalim. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Ema Hakanami, I'm sorry, I should have finished this line earlier. Ema Hakanami, maybe it is Nifsal Biyotse, Amar Krav, Nasa Oel Moed, Ava Bisha Nasa Oel Moed Hu. Even while it travels, it is called Oel Moed enough. Rashi says that it's not Nifsal Biyotse, but not enough that you could eat it. Tosfos says, no, it's enough that you could even eat it by Kachi Kalam. Interesting, according to Rashi, you have this middle approach. Tanya, Od Acheres Haisa, there was another. The Peshitta adds in, Sham Ezras Nashim, Velo Hayu Onshin Aleha. Right, there was another level, another Mechitza, that the Ezras Nashim, but you were not Onesh, as we just explained. Ubishilo Lo Hayu El Shtei Machanos Bilvad. Says the Braisa, in Shilo there were only two Machanos. Only two, not three. Machane Yisrael, Machane Levi, Machane Shechina, only two. So ask the Gemara, which two? Hey Minayu Lo Have. Which two were there and which one was missing? Which one was missing in Shiloh? Right, in Shiloh, the Mishnah was there for 369 years, right, a long time until the Plishtim took the Aron at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. So, which one was missing? So, Amar Rabba, Mistavar, the Machane Leviyah Have. Mistama says Rabba, Machane Leviyah was there. Machane Leviyah, Mia Have. Why? Why do you need Machane Leviyah? Meaning Machane Shechina was for sure there. Right, so Machane Leviyah was also there. Must not have been Machane Yisrael. Machane Leviyah lo have, because if you say Machane Leviyah wasn't there, then that's not going to work. Why? Nimsu, so then whoever was supposed to be sent out of two Machanas and whoever was supposed to be sent out of three Machanas are going to be in the same place. for there's only two machanos. So nimsu zavin, who are supposed to be sent out of two machanos, utmei mesim, and who are supposed to be sent out of one machane, mishtachen chus l'machane achas. But, right, if you're saying there's no machane leviyah, so then there's no second machane out, whoever was supposed to be sent out of the first and the second are in the same place, and that doesn't work. Why? Vatara amra, v'lo yitamu es machanehem. Tein machane lezeh v'machane lezeh. Machanehem is plural. Each type of person that's sent out, each tummy person that's sent out of the machanos have to have their own area. So, how could you say that machane leviyah wasn't there? It must be that machane leviyah was there. It must be that you're missing machane Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava. Rava says you have the same problem if you're missing the third machane. Elamai, machane Yisrael, lohavi. You're going to tell me the third machane wasn't there? But you also have people separately sent out from number two and number three. Nimsu zavin umitzorayin mishtachin l'makom echad. A zav who sent out of two machanos. Mitzoru who sent out of three machanos. But if there's no third machane, they'll also be in the same place. Vatara amra badad yeshev. Mitzor has to be by himself. Shalo yeshev tamei achirimo. Right, so how could you say that Machane Yisrael was missing? You have the same problem. Whether Machane Leviya was missing or Machane Yisrael was missing. So, Elola Olam, Kulut Lasahave. Really, the Brisa doesn't mean it wasn't there. When it said there were two, really all three Machanas existed. They were all there. Umay lo hayu elashte Machanos. What does it mean that there were only two Machanos there? Leklita. It means for protection of a Rotzeach Beshogeg. Maseach B'Shogeg, that the Gemara talks about in Maseches Makos, and the Gemara refers to here, that the power of Machane Leviyah to be collate, right, that did not exist in Shiloh. That's what the Gemara is saying. There's only two Machanos. Rashi says, Dinistalka Toras Machane Leviyah Miliklot Es HaHorgim B'Shogeg. Right, that's what was not there. Says the Gemara, let's just finish and then we'll go back. Michlal de Midbar havi kolta machane leviyah. What, in the Midbar it was kolate? Just when they came to Shiloh, it was not kolate? Right? So you have to go to one of the other Ari Miklat, right? So the Gemara says, in, yes, correct. Vatanya, yes, it was kolate in machane leviyah. Vatanya, after all, we learned in Maseches Makos, and it's quoted here too. V'santi lecha makom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I will set for you a place. Bichayecha, lecha is in your lifetime, right? Even though we know from Maseches Makos that the Ari Miklat were not effective in terms of their protective power until after Yeshua ben Nun set up the three on the west side of the Yarden, and even though Moshe set up the first three, it wasn't kolate. But Hashem says, Moshe, stuff is going to work. So what's going to work? The Machane Leviyah. Samti lecha makom bechayecha in your lifetime. Makom, that's darshing the word lecha bechayecha. Makom. Mikomcha, your place. What's your place? Moshe was a Levi. Machane Leviyah. Asher Yanus Shama Melameid Shemaglin Bamidbar. You sent in the into Galus in the Midbar. Lahechan Golin Lamachane Leviyah. So yeah, Machane Leviyah worked, and just by Shiloh it stopped. Mikan Amru, and from here we say Ben Levi Shaharag Golin Miplach Laplach. If it Ben Levi himself, he's living in the near one of the Ari Leviim. So what does he do? So he goes from to a different area. Golin Miplach Laplach. He goes from Plach Laplach. To a different, maybe a different one of the Ari Miklat, Vimgala Lapalcho, Palcho Kalto. And if he stays, he goes to a different neighbor within his ear Miklat, Rashi, Kagomi Shchuna Lishchuna, then it would work. Right? Palcho Kalto. Maikra, how do you know this? Amar Ravacha, Breder of Ika, Kibi Ir Miklato Yeshev, Ir Shekaltaso Kfar. In his ear Miklat, even though he was to live there, he didn't switch Ari Miklat, which he's supposed to go to a different place to feel a little of the Gullus. Feel a little bit of the Onesh, right? We've discussed in the past the discussion of the Rishonim. Is an Ir Miklat more Onesh or more Kapara? Those are the two approaches that are suggested. So, for sure, Kapara is also, because you feel like you're in a different place, you'll get Kapara. So even though that's the Lechatchila, but ultimately every Ir Miklat will be collate and protect, and even if it doesn't go anywhere else, it would be okay. Okay, a couple of points to make on this line. What we just mentioned first, we'll start with that. Moshe Rabbeinu of the Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos that even though the Ari Miklat were not effective, Moshe Rabbeinu still set up the Ari Miklat. The three that he was in his power, even though it wasn't going to work, wasn't going to be effective until after Yeshua ben Nun set up his. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos talks about that, and so does the Chavetz Chaim. The Gemara says in Makos Daf Tes, Afal pish ein shalosh shebe'er yardin kaltos, ashe avdilu osan shebe'eretz Yisrael, u'moshe yada kfar shalo yikon es le'eretz Yisrael. Moshe knew he wasn't doing it. Afal pikein, omar, kol ma shebekochi lasos, eseh. U'mitzvah she'ef shalakayma, akaimena. I'll do whatever I can. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, Moshe was excited even about a chatzi mitzvah. He's just doing a little bit. He's not finishing it. Right? He knows he will never be able to fulfill the chazal of Eina mitzvah nikra el amisha gomra. Right? Parshas Ekev kol ha-mitzvah. He won't be able to finish it. But it doesn't mean not to do it. Yes, if you could finish it, you should finish it. Eina mitzvah nikra el amisha gomra. But even if I can't finish it, lo alecha amlacha ligmar. Doesn't mean that I could just not do it. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim talks about in Parshas Vayeschanan. This is why he says, this is what Chazal say in Avos Rabbi Nosson. Avos Rabbi Nosson is a very underused and underappreciated brisa. Right? It is an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos only has six prakim. Five. Or six prakim. Avos Rabbi Nosson has about 40 plus prakim. Right? And so every line of Pirkei Avos has a whole three paragraphs in Avos Rabbi Nosson. So there in Avos Rabbi Nosson, Perach of Zion. Al tarchik atzmacha mimida she'en la kitzva u'mimalacha she'en la gemira. Don't distance yourself from something infinite or from malacha that does not have a completion. What does that mean? Says the Chavetz Chaim, this vart, this message. Ki yadua sha'yetzer mefate esa adami l'kaye mitzvah shmiras aloshen. As an example, the Yetzer says, well, I'm going to be perfect, Lashon Hara. I'm going to be perfect in my speech, Kedushas Peh. I'm always going to make mistakes. I'm always going to mess up. I'm going to have full kavana in every one of my brachas. Every single one, the whole Shmon Esrei, the whole davening. No. So forget it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be perfect. Don't start. Don't start. Right, well, I'm going to have to start Dafyomi. I'm not going to start Dafyomi. Right, in 4 days from now, Maseches Menachos, I'm going to try to convince my friends to start. What am I going to finish all the Shas? Am I going to even finish Maseches Menachos? It's the Yetzirah. Right? Al tarchik atzmacha, midavar she'en lacha gemira. Le'echad shalach al sfas hayam. And he gives the mashal. It's a mashal, it's a secular mashal also. But here the Chavetz Chaim gives it. Le'echad shalach al sfas hayam, v'rosh hayam polet avanin tovos u'margolias. You see this, the sea is spitting out diamonds and jewels. And you look on the beach and there's millions of diamonds and jewels. I'm not going to be able to take all of them, so forget it. I'm going home. No! Klum Yisrasho Milalaktan Bishvil Shlo Yumshach Zman Lekitasan Raksho Shatayim. You have a shopping spree. Right? You have 1 hour in the store. You can't get everything. No, you get what you can. Halogama Ma'atazet Tov Lo Yosem Milokot Mea Yomim Avne Binyan Va'adze Avne Gazis. Zeu kavanas akasav, and that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk that it's in some gemaras on the first page. This pasuk is printed in devakshenek akasav. If you seek it out like silver, shetzarach adam lisnag bevakashas ataklas anitzchis kemoshu misnag bevakashas akasav vechipus hamatmonios. If we search it out like gold and silver, right? Oz yiras Hashem tibsa, then you'll be able to find it. And then in the Maisa Lamelech, in the footnotes, he quotes here, I've heard this from Kedushas Levi also, that if you ask somebody, im lo kivin barova tefila, vu omi kfar besofa tefila, sometimes we're davening and all of a sudden we realize, like we've been on autopilot, and we realize we're by Yerushalayim Ircha, we have no idea how we got there. Right? But that's what happens. Right? So what happens at that point? So what happens? It says the Chafetz Chaim. So we might think, im kedai liz gaber ato lechavin afilu chelik katan mitfila. Does it pay? Does it pay? Next tefillah will be better. No, right now. Right now. And he gives the mashal, and he writes this also, beginning of Shmiras HaLashon. Right, a girl went to the marketplace to get eggs, and she's bringing home eggs to her mother, and all of a sudden, a couple of people come, bandits come and start taking eggs out of her basket. So why does she say, okay, take all of them? No, you run home with the ones you have. Just run home with the ones you have. So say, run home with the brachas that we have. We could have one bracha kavana, two brachas kavana, but it's the Yetzer Hara that says otherwise. Right, and that's Oz Yavdil Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us this lesson, even a chatzi mitzvah. That's the Chavetz Chaim, again, in Parshas Vayeschanan, the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos in Perek Dalet of Pirkei Avos and the like. There is a fascinating Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Bamidbar, Lamed Hei, where is it? Lamed Hei, Chaf Ches. Actually, it's a different one I wanted to mention. That is, there's two. I'll read this one now too. He said the pasuk says kibir maklato yesheva and Moshe kohen gadol. Right, he has to say in the ear miklat. Then the Mishnah says in Makkos, very challenging Mishnah to understand. Even if all Klal Yisrael need him, even if he's the head of the army, it sounds like even pikuach nefesh, he doesn't have to leave. So the Meshech Chachma there discusses that he discusses the part that I wanted to read. Why was it that they weren't kolled until after Yoshua ben Nun? Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu set him up, why didn't it work yet? Right, these three aren't. Why is it like a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz? Why do you have to wait? So says the Meshech Chachma. Had the ein ari miklat shebevar yardin kolted achi yifreshu kulan nira chada. Number one, shalu yivrechu harotzchem me'eretz Yisrael lechutz laretz. So the rotzchem, let's say before Yeshua ben Nun set them up, and somebody kills b'shogeg in Eretz Yisrael, he'll have to run to chutz laretz. We don't want that. Even for a couple of murderers b'shogeg, we don't want anybody going to chutz laretz. Number one, va'od. It says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable. The rotzeach shegole mikavet tamid shemayamas hakohen haMashiach v'yatzah b'misaso. As we know, every rotzeach b'shogeg is hoping and maybe even davening that the kohen gadol dies because he wants to get out. He knows that's his ticket. And that's why the mothers used to send care packages. But says the Meshech, that's what he hopes. Aval halo, Amar Hashem Yisbarach, she'elazar yeh b'chalukas ha'aretz. Hashem already promised, and everybody knew, that Elazar Kohen Gadol, he's going in. He's going into Eretz Yisrael. So if somebody killed Bishogeg in the Midbar, and he'll have to go to the Ir Miklat, he will have no hope that maybe the Kohen Gadol will die today. V'nimsa d'harotzeach miyuash lachzar, ad hisnachel haaretz, and we can't take away that hope from him. Lachain b'kiyah gavna shalo yeh lo tikva lashuv tekef lo amr Torah legalus. Torah says no galus. Well, right. Let's look backwards. The Ari Miklat didn't work, and therefore what? And therefore there was no chiyuv to go, and the lachora the galadam wasn't allowed to kill him in the first place. So why didn't he make him? Because part of life is having the hope. If you don't have the hope that maybe the salvation will come today, so then the Torah will just say, you know, it doesn't have to happen. Reminds us a little bit of that Chazal by Yaakov Avinu, by Parshas Vayechi, right? Hashem closed off the Ruach HaKodesh, and Yaakov Avinu didn't tell us when Mashiach is going to come. Why? Because if we knew it wasn't going to come for another whatever number of years, then we would just not have hope. Right, this way, Animam Emuna Shleima, Bevias HaMashiach, every day, Achakala B'chol Yom Sheyavo. It's exactly the same idea that the Meshech Chachma writes here, that Hashem didn't want to take away our hope from, or their hope from the case. Good. Rashi and Tosafot also discuss here, I translated it in one way, does it mean to go to a different Ir Miklat, a different neighborhood in the Ir Miklat? The Rishonim discuss exactly what is a plach and what is the same plach, a different plach, and just look in Rashi and Tosafot here as well. Tosafot says, l'chachila, definitely go to a different area. Okay, let's continue. Bola Gilgo. So now we are up to stage three, right? Stage one was pre-Mishkan. Stage two was Mishkan in the Midbar. They come into Eretz Yisrael now. Stage three for 14 years. Stage three until they get to Shiloh while they are in Gilgal. They come to Gilgal and there is now a Heter Bamos again. At the bottom again, I think we mentioned it. It was it was the shiur from 7 years ago, but I'll mention it again because it's Yisodistik in all of these dafim. The Meiri in Megillah on Daftes, right? What's the magic of Shiloh and the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash different than Nov and Givon and Gilgal? Right? What was the difference in those? There was still a Bama Gadola. There was still a major Mizbeach there in the central spot. And there was a difference we'll get to in different halachas between what could be brought on a Bama Gadola and a Bama Katana. So what's the difference? So that's the Meiri in one little line. The Meiri in one little line says, Aron and Mizbeach. That's the difference. Was the Aron Kavua with the Mizbeach? If the Aron is Kavua with the Mizbeach, that creates the Isser Bamos. That creates the central power of that spot, and then there's the Isser. In Gilgal, there was a Bama Gadola, but the Aron wasn't Kavua next to Gilgal. Right? Gilgal was where the Bama was. Well, who says that's where the Aron was? Right? It wasn't Kavua there. And that's why there was no Isser Bamos. That's the Meiri on the Mishnah Megillah. Ein Bein Bama Gadola Bama Ktana, right? In all the Ein Beins. Says the Meiri, Umishuhukem HaMishka Nesru, Hoel V'Hayasha Mizbeach, V'aron imo. Baal, Gibol, Gilgal, Kol Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Shekil, Kichilku, all the 14 years, V'haya Ha'aron Holech Imam B'Melcham Oseihem. The Aaron went to war with them, right, all those years. V'lo haya kavua imam Mizbeach B'Gilgal, Hutra Bamos. Baal, Lashilo, Achar Chalukas Haaretz, V'yamad Aaron, kavua imam Mizbeach, Nasra Bamos. Went into exile with the Plishtim, became mutter again, up until the base of Migdash. V'chein she'amad zman v'vayis oved, v'yis oved Edom, ashe eleo David l'tzion. V'kol zman zeh hov aloha yaron kavu em ha'mizbeach, hutra bamos. That is a key. Keys. We can talk about the symbolism of that. The Torah and the Avoda right next to each other. Right? The Aron and the Mizbeach right next to each other. The Meshech Chachma uses this. He doesn't quote the Meiri. He didn't have the Meiri. Right? The Meshech Chachma uses this idea, though. This is another Meshech Chachma in Devarim to explain why there are a couple of stories in Tanakh where you see people did Avoda even during the time of the Isser Bamos, like during the time of Shiloh. Right? You find some stories. He says one of his Talmidim asked him in Shoftim, and there were times that, right, that there were Mizbech was brought. The end of Sefer Yoshua, remember with Bnei Gamei Reuven, and Yoshua goes to try to, Pinchas goes to try to make Shalom. We had that a couple of weeks ago in about when Pinchas became a Kohen, right, a couple of, even last week. So the Meshech Chachma says it must be in all those times, it could be in all those times, the Aron moved. And when the Aron moved away from the Mizbeach, it wasn't Kavu anymore, so that's when there was a Heter Bamos. For a little bit, and it went back and forth, and back and forth. That's how he says, maybe all of those stories, the Aron had moved, and that's why it was Mutter. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So, Bola Gilgal. So this is stage three, they come to Gilgal, and now they have a Bama Gadol. So, Tanur Rabbana. Ko nider v'nide v'yakar b'bama. Any voluntary karbanas, nidarim and nidavis, they can be brought on a Bama. She'ei nider v'nide v'inkar b'bama. But if it's not, chovos, chatas, asham, any of those cannot be brought on a Bama. Mincha v'nizirus, craven b'bama. Karban mincha and karban nizirus are brought on a Bana, divrei Rebbe Meir. That is Rebbe Meir Shita. That they could be brought on they are considered nedarim and nedavos, right? That's where Meir's chiddush, and therefore they can be brought. Rechachamim omrim lo karvu yachid ela olos v'shlamim bilvad. Chachamim say no, only olos and shlamim. Maybe toda is included, right? The olos shlomo here says maybe toda is included, but not menachas and naziris. They were not brought on the bama ketana. They were not brought on the bama ketana. That is the chachamim's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Oh, I forgot something about Shiloh, but let's just continue. Well, at first, and then we'll get back. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol sha tzibur v'ayachin makrivin ba'oal moed sheba midbar. Whatever the tzibur and the yachin were makriv in the midbar, makrivin ba'oal moed sheba gilgal. They could be brought, they could bring it on the oal moed when they crossed over. Meaning, Rashi explains, mashma, that the first two opinions, Remeir and the Rabbanan, argue. According to them, there were no chovos brought in Gilgal. No Karbana Shalchova brought in Gilgal, even though it was a Bama Gadola. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Yachid could bring his Chovos, a Chathas and an Asham on a Bama Gadola. Right? That's the implicit Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you could bring whatever they brought in the Midbar, you could bring on this Bama Gadola. Meaning, what did they bring in the Midbar? They brought Chathas, they brought Asham. So, the first two opinions, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argue on that. No Chovos brought during that time. You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait till the Shiloh is built, and then you'd be able to bring all the rest of the Karbanas. Ma bein oel moed sheba midbar lebein oel moed sheba Gilgal. So what's the difference? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can bring the same Karbanas. So what's the difference? Oel moed sheba midbar lo hayu bamos mutaros. Well, the Bamos were in Mutter during the time of the Midbar. That was stage two in history. Oel moed sheba Gilgal, stage three, hayu habamos mutaros. And as we just said, because the Aron wasn't kavua there, according to that Meiri. Ubamaso shebarosh gago lo hayamakriv aleha ela olav shlamim. But still, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, on your personal bama, you can't bring those karbanos chova. You can only bring your ol and your shlamim, and he agrees in that way to the chachamim that you cannot bring the nazirus and menachas. Vachachamim omrim, and another opinion, the chachamim say, Vacham omrim, kol shatibur makriven ba'ohal moed sheba midbar, makriven ba'ohal moed sheba gilgal, parallel to what we just said, V'kan v'kan lo karvu, or the gears on the side, in ha-yachid, lo karvu yachid ela ola v'shlamim bilvad. The Gemara will talk about what exactly is the extra shita that is mentioned here. And finally, the last shita for now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, av tzibur lo hekrivu ela psachim v'chovos shekavu alahem zman. Rabbi Shimon argues on all of them. He says there's no chilek. See Rashi on the second line, second to last line. Rabbi Shimon palaga kulhu, the kulhu svira lehu, the ein chilek letzibor bein midbar la gilgol b'vam gadola. When it comes to the tzibor, it's equal. What was before coming into Eretz Yisrael and after coming into Eretz Yisrael. For Rabbi Shimon omer, av tzibor atzmam lo hekrivu b'gadola yosem yachad b'ktana. Rabbi Shimon says the tzibor didn't do more. Only psachim, carbon pesach was a carbon chova, and other chovos that had kavua lahem zman, like the carbon tamid and the carbon musaf. But, like Rashi says, other carbon of tzibor, a par halam davar shel tzibor, the seiri avodas gachavim, that was not brought in Gilgal. There's a limitation even on the bama gedola for the tzibor. These are the different stages that were brought. So again, it seems to be a machlokas and metzias. This is very hard to explain otherwise. Right? They're arguing about what karbanos were brought in Gilgal, what karbanos were brought. So again, it's based on halachic reasons, based on conceptual analysis, but ultimately it's a historical machlokas about what exactly happened and when they were brought. This is before we get into the reasons, just one thing I forgot to mention, and that is regarding Shiloh. I might have mentioned this a couple of days ago also, but it's an important, crucial point. Where we're talking about the machanos, and we're talking about what was allowed, and Shiloh had a unique halacha that didn't apply to the other areas, and that is, you could eat kachikalim b'chol haro'eh. As long as you could see the Mishkan. And that's why even archaeologically, they got mentioned that all around the now, if you go to Shiloh, all around the mountains that could view Shiloh, they found a lot of pottery, broken pottery, shards, right? The klicheres, we learned earlier in this Pesachta, why we learned in Perek Damchatas and elsewhere that you have to break it. You have to break the pottery, right? The Mariku Shtifa, but by others. But on the other side of the mountains, on the range that does not view that spot where they're kemat sure that that's where the Mishkan was, they find nothing. Because you couldn't eat it there. So it's only what's b'chol haro'eh. So what type of halacha is that, b'chol haro'eh? We know borders. We know you have a wall. We know you have Harabayas, you have Yerushalayim. What kind of halacha is it that b'chol haro'eh, as long as you can see the Mishkan, that's enough of a tziruf? So that's what the Brisker Rav discusses in Parshas Re'eh. He discusses, Sarachin v'achta b'chol haro'eh, im yisod adin bazeh, is that a new definition of how you define a machane? Yeah, that's machane Yisrael. Usually machane Yisrael is where the Jews are, or where there's a wall, or where does Yerushalayim go? That's why can you eat kashim kalam there? Because that's machane Yisrael. Meaning, the chiddush is in the definition, but not in the application of the din. Once you say that this is machane Yisrael, then mamele, you can eat kashim there. Kashim kalam there. That's fine. So step one is the chiddush, not step two. Step one, this is Machane Yisrael. Step two, Mameli Kidi Karbanis. Or do you say the opposite? Step one is not Mechudash. It's not Machane Yisrael. Right? It's B'chol HaRoah. You don't have any wall here. But it's a special din of B'chol HaRoah. So there, step two is the chiddush. Oh, duhu din bifnei atzmo ba'achilas kachei kalam ha'isur sheni. Da'af da'hamakom eino b'chol Machane Yisrael. Even if it's not with the Machane Yisrael, mikal makam avi makam achila, lini kashikalam aisusheini, v'nechshav lifnei Hashem l'inyin zeh. And it's enough to be called lifnei Hashem, even though it is not Machane Yisrael. Kiddi alfinon lo bizvachim kuf tezayin. And he quotes our Gemara from yesterday. Mikra de pentale olosecha b'chol makam asher tir'eh. Maybe lest you bring, by shchut echutz, you bring it to any place that you see. Aval ata ochel b'chol makam asher ata ro'eh. V'yevkein u din b'fnei atzmo. Da'af da ha-makam eino kadosh b'kdushin machane Yisrael. B'chol makam ochlim sham kachir kalim. V'zeo l'fnei Hashem ha-omer behen. That's the l'fnei Hashem. And he likes the second view. That's more mechudash maybe. He likes the second view. He has a couple of rayas that he thinks it's not a din in Machane Yisrael, it's a din in B'chol HaRoah. And his raya is, this is where I forgot to mention, his raya is the beginning of today's daf. Right? There was a Havamina that in Shiloh there were only two Machanos. There was a possibility, before the Gemara rejected it, there was a possibility that there was no Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. And why the Gemara rejected? Because you can't have the Tmeim being in the same place. Why didn't it reject it? Because there's no Machane Yisrael. How you can decut your column? Isn't that a more fundamental problem? It must be that you don't need Machane Yisrael. Right, the din of Bechal Haro is that you don't need Machane Yisrael, and therefore, Hari Lahedya, says the Brisker Rav. Da'af, de lo ha'yishal Machane Yisrael, klal, mikol makom, kachi kalam ha'yishal shenin ne'chol, and Bechal Haro, u'bal karchal, tu zed din bifnei atzmo, b'makom achilasan, t'chal ha'makom hazeh nikra lefnei Hashem, le'inyin achila. Ve'ein zed tali, v'ktushas Machane Yisrael, klal. It's not tali. Right, and then he quotes, another rai is that there's a machlokas in the Tosefta, whether Gilgal, Nov, and Givon also had Bechal HaRoeh. It's machlokas Tanoim in the Tosefta, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So there's for sure, there's no din machanos at all by Gilgal and Nov and Givon. And yet, there was a possibility that Bechal HaRoeh would apply. So again, that's also a raya that it's not a din in Machanos, but it's just a separate din in Bechal HaRoeh. Then he quotes the raya from the Mishnah itself in Megillah that from that lashon he thinks Ein bein shilo li Yerushalayim ela shebishilo ochlem kachim kalam ma'asim Bechal HaRoeh ubi Yerushalayim lefnim min hachoma. So he thinks that's also reflecting differences. Okay, other ayahs, but we'll leave that for now. But again, that has to do with Shiloh and the different stages that we are thinking about. Okay, so now we just had three or four different opinions about the rules of what they did in the Bama Gdol and Gilgal and what happened in the Midbar v'cholos. Now we're going to talk about the different svaras. So my time at Rabbi Meir. What is the reason for Rabbi Meir? What did Rabbi Meir say? He was the first opinion. Rabbi Meir says, all Nadarim and Nadavis and Mincha and Naziris. Menachas and Naziris are also brought there. Naziris also might be the Chiddush one, because is that voluntary? Right? That's an example, we'll get to this in a minute. Situational, it's voluntary to get into the situation. Once you're in the situation, it's obligatory. But we'll see. So my time with Rabbi Meir, why did Rabbi Meir say, Nadarim and Nadavis are all good? So, Dir Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Lo Sasun Kechol Asher Anachlo Osim Po Ayom. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to do, Moshe says, you're not going to do like everything you're doing here today. So, Amalei Moshe Yisrael, Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael, Ki Ailisu La'aretz, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Yashrus Takrivu, Chovos Lo Takrivu. What is Yashrus? Like Ishkol HaYashar Be'inav. Whatever is good and straight in your eyes, meaning the Dharma Nadavis. Whatever you volunteer, you could bring, Minachas V'Nazirus, Yashrus Inu, and Rameir considers Minachos and Nazirus, they are choice, right? That's up to you, right? A Mincha and the Nazir, right? Because again, as Rashi says here, once you're in the Matzav, it's obligatory, but according to Rabbi Meir, to choose whether to do this, that is a choice. Look at Rashi, it's about halfway down. Diafagav dibimalos nizro, havin karbonosav chova alav, even though when he finishes in Naziris, they are obligatory, miyu al yedei neder bo alav. But originally it's called voluntary, so that's why it is included. Virabanan, what would the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan argue, and they say no. The Rabbanan are the next shita in the Abraisa. No, only Olas and Shlamim. Number one, Ein Mincha Babama. No, there's no Mincha on Abama. No Mincha on Abama. Why isn't there a Mincha on Abama? So some say there's no Klishares. Either if you remember. Remember we mentioned why, months ago, we mentioned from the Meshech Chachma and the Brisker Rav all discussed and the Rive at the beginning of Tamid, why is it that by an animal I could just be Makdash B'peh and it's all of a sudden Kadosh? By a Mincha, it's only when I put it into the Klishares. Because by a Mincha, we mentioned a couple of different suggestions, but one of them was, what's the Tziruf? An animal is one animal. It's one goof. The Mincha is different particles of flour. You need the Kli to be Mitzarif them. So that could be also why the Rabbanan say Ein Mincha Babama. Right? Well, what's the tziruf? There's no tziruf. You don't have the klisharis, and therefore what's the tziruf? The Brisker Rav does say that this only applies by a minchas yachid, a minchas sibur, they were karav. The lechem apanim and the minchas chavitin, they were karav. But either way, the Rabbanan say, there's no mincha nabama and naziris chovos ninhu. And naziris are considered chovos. Meaning, yes, you put yourself into the situation voluntarily, but now, b'mlos yimei nizro, you have to bring these karbanos. They're considered karbanos chova, and therefore, they are not brought on the bama. Right? Sometimes you have other areas in halacha where you have this borderline between a chova and a reshus. Right? In Hilchas Brachos, the Rambam talks about it in terms of what bracha do you make on certain mitzvos. right? When do you say liv? When do you say al? That is a huge discussion. Psachim Daf Zayin, all the Rishonim. There's no rule that fits everything. So you come up with a rule that helps 60%, and then you have to come up with chidushim for all the other mitzvahs. But the Rambam go in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos talks. Yesh mitzvahs asay she'adam chayev lehishtadel v'lir dov ad she'yaseh osan. Some mitzvahs you have to do. You go tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar. Ve'elwe nikran chova lefi she'adam chayev al kapanim las osan. The yesh mitzvos she'einon chova el domin lirishus. Some are not obligatory, but they're domin to rishus. Like what? Kagon mezuzah. Mezuzah. Only if you have a house. Ma'akeh. She'ein adam chayev lishkon bebayis ha'chayev b'mezuzah k'dei she'yaseh mezuzah. Elim ratza lishkon kol yama ba'ohel o besvina. And pour on the lashon of the Rambam. If you want to live in a tent or in a boat your whole life, yesh, what, a houseboat doesn't have a, he's not talking about that kind of boat. Right? He's talking about a rowboat. Right? Yeshiv, v'chein eino chayev livnos bayis k'dei lasos makeh. So those are, the Rambam calls those, einan chova eladomin lirishus. Right? And then then he gets in, and then there are obviously other, what about shchita? What about netilas yadayim? What about all these? So again, you have the borders, like situational, gerushin. Right, all of these are chovos in situations. But again, this is also similar to this machlokas here about nazirus, whether nazirus is a chova or a rishus. I don't know if it connects to the machlokas Rambam Ramban and Chazal and Bachos Tanoam, whether nazirus is a positive or a negative, right? Whether it relates to that. But either way, chatas or chova or nedava. Amar Shmuel machlokas. Shmuel says the machlokas is about nazir is only about the chatas for asham. It's about the chatas and the asham of the nazir. Right? A nazir brings a chatas and an asham and an ola, but a chatas and an asham of the nazir, that's where the machlokas. Avol ba'olos v'shlamim, divriya called Yashua's Nineveh Karvi. But even the Rabbanan agree you can bring the olos and the shlamim of a nazir. That's Shmuel. Mosiv Rabba, is that really true? One second, but we learned chazei v'shok v'chumas lachmetoda. These are all items that the Kohen gets. The chazeh and the shulk he takes from his shalamim. Trumas lachmei toda, he takes 4 loaves, 1 out of every 10 from the lachmei toda. Noagin b'abama gedola ve'noagin b'amaktana. Those are on b'abama gedola, not on b'abama ktana. V'ilu, there's something missing. Hazroa b'sheila, but the zroa b'sheila, which is given from the shalamim of the nazir to the kohen shirei, that's not on the list. Why isn't that on the list of what goes to the Kohen that's brought on the Bama Gadola and not the Bama Ktana? So, Iyamrit Bishlama, Bola Vishlamim, Pligi. So, if you say the Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir is also by Ola and Shlamim, so then you know why it's not on the list? Hamani Rabbanan, he is the Rabbanan Shita. And the Rabbanan say, even Shlamim of a Nazir is not given on the Bamas. Ela Iyamrit, Bechadas for Asham, Pligi. But if you say the Machlokas is only by Chadas and Asham, but Ola and Shlamim are for sure brought. So where's the Zerah B'Sheila here? Where's the forearm of the animal that's supposed to go to the Kohen Hamani? So who is the opinion? So Eli Yidmar, Hachi Yidmar. So the Gemara changes Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Machlokes Ba'ola V'Shlamim. The Machlokes is by Ola and Shlamim, and therefore the Rabbanan Sheet. The Rabbanan say no, and the Rebbeir says yes. Ava B'chatas V'Asham, Divriya Kol Chovos Nenu V'Lo Karvi. B'chatas and Asham, everybody agrees. Even the Rabbi Meir agrees that the chatas and the asham are not brought on these bamos. Good. So again, so what is that? So everybody agrees then that the situation, it's not just about the situation then, right? Because then there shouldn't be a chilukim to any of these karbanas. A nazir volunteers to be a nazir, and then once he's a nazir, he has to bring these karbanas. Why should there be any chilukim at either stage of the Gemara between the chatas and the Ola and the Shlamim and the Chatas and the Asham? Why should there be any difference? So it's clear that there's something inherent about the Karbanos also. Not just about the Gavra creating the situation. A Chatas and an Asham inherently are Chovos. Ola and Shlamim are inherently Nedavos. So there are Chilukim even within Nazir, within these Karbanas. So there seems to be, has to be like an interplay. It's a little bit about what the Nazir does, and it's a little bit about these Karbanas inherently themselves. Because why else should you make any chilukim between a Nazir? It's either, isn't it a package? He chooses, and now he has to bring these Karbanas. Right? So why should there be any chilukim between the types of Karbanas? So it's clear. That's what one of the Acharonim says. That yes, it's partly in the Gavra, but it's partly in the Karbanas themselves, what exactly they represent in general. in generically, and that would also impact the how it's defined in terms of whether it can be brought on a bama or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Mar. We'll continue the next sheetas of the Braisa, and Hashem will continue with Kuf Yud Ches next time.